Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm so stoked you're tuning in today because we're diving into something that plagues pretty much all of us at some point, procrastination. You know, that sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings about starting later or taking a quick break while your to-do list grows longer and longer? Yeah, we've all been there, but trust me. Today isn't about beating ourselves up over those missed deadlines or unfinished projects. This is about rewiring our thinking, finding fresh perspectives, and turning procrastination from a foe into a friend. Well, maybe not a friend, but definitely a less troublesome roommate, you know? So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 game-changing strategies to help you conquer procrastination once and for all. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Ever felt like you need to be super productive every single minute of the day to feel accomplished? You know what I'm talking about, the pressure cooker of expectations that leads to burnout and, yep, procrastination. Instead, focus on making small, consistent progress. Break those big projects down into bite-sized chunks that feel manageable. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't expect to reach the summit in one leap, right? Celebrate each step forward, no matter how small, because consistency is key. Next up, identify your procrastination triggers. Ever notice that you tend to procrastinate on certain tasks more than others? Maybe it's writing reports, cleaning your apartment, or tackling that daunting email inbox. Figure out what throws you off track and why. Are you overwhelmed, bored, or simply avoiding something that feels uncomfortable? Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to deal with them head-on. Speaking of head-on, let's talk about rewards. You've probably heard the phrase, treat yourself, right? Well, it's not just a cliche, it actually works. When you complete a task, reward yourself with something enjoyable, a walk in nature, a delicious cup of coffee, or even 5 minutes scrolling through your favorite social media feed. This positive reinforcement can make tackling those less appealing tasks feel a lot more motivating. Okay, here's a game changer. Try the Pomodoro technique. It's super simple but incredibly effective. Work in focused bursts of 25 minutes, followed by short breaks of 5 minutes. After 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break of 15-20 minutes. This helps maintain focus and prevents burnout, making those tasks feel less daunting. You can even use a timer app to keep yourself on track. Finally, remember that perfectionism is the enemy of progress. Don't let the pursuit of flawlessness paralyze you. It's okay to start imperfect, just get something done. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Let me paint you a picture. You've got this big presentation coming up next week, and instead of tackling it head-on, you find yourself scrolling through social media, catching up on emails that can wait, or even reorganizing your sock drawer. Don't judge. We've all been there. Sound familiar? This is procrastination in action. But what if, instead of letting those distractions win, you used the Pomodoro technique? Work for 25 minutes, focus solely on crafting your presentation. Take a 5-minute break to stretch and refresh. Repeat this cycle 4 times, then reward yourself with a longer break, maybe even a delicious lunch. See how that feels? You've made real progress without feeling overwhelmed. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome procrastination and reclaim your productivity. Remember, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality, identify your triggers, embrace rewards, try the Pomodoro technique, and most importantly, remember that progress over perfection is always the goal. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little productivity boost. And don't forget to join our conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep chasing those dopamine highs in a healthy and sustainable way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.